Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sideline Thoughts. I'm John Greenstein. I'm here with David Reyes. Fortunately, Gio Galvez could not join us today. He's in the Sin City going in debt. We don't know how much he's going to gamble. He could be back a very poor man or just more loaded than all of us. But today, we're going to touch on the Washington Commanders. They just sold their team away from the most evil man in sports. Mr. Daniel Snyder is gone. And now, later on, we're going to talk about some MLB news because we got that trade deadline coming up, guys. That is always the most juicy stuff. You get some good pitchers you could trade. The Dodgers are always in that talk there. Angels with Ohtani, but we'll touch on that later. And then also we're going to touch on the World Cup, which just started in the last day. And the women's for the U.S. is always strong as usual. But David, let's start off with the Commanders here today because that is big news. We need to discuss that. So that $6 billion the Washington Commanders sold them to Josh Harris. Like, isn't that insane, man?
They expected them to be worth that much, $6 billion.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy. Like, the Commanders, like, they've been really bad ever since they became a team. It feels like I think they've only won one Super Bowl in their franchise as the their
Redskins.
Old, yeah, as the old team Redskins. Mm-hmm. But they did have some good quarterbacks back in the day, but I think that was like in the 80s. It is a long time ago. They were really bad. They had one playoff appearance with RG3 with Daniel Snyder as their owner, and he's just one of the worst dudes ever. He just got fined $60 million just for being a terrible owner and sexually harassing his workers while he's being just a bad owner. Like, he didn't take care of his team. Didn't ever seem like he wanted to win. He just kind of tanked, and it was just a frustrating scene to watch. Like, don't you think so, David? Like, it's just horrible.
Well, this team always has always been dysfunctional. I mean, if you go back, like, the only time where I saw the team was competitive was when they had Robert Griffin III. Remember that quarterback?
Yeah, RG3, man.
RG3.
He only lasted a couple of years, though, because they never could get him protection on that line. He just gets destroyed as soon as he gets to the sidelines. It was embarrassing for – well, he just went to college football after that, RG3. Like, he just dipped after the NFL because he's like, I don't want to get concussions anymore because these guys are not going to protect my own safety and my own being. So, like, it's just unfortunate that happened. And after that, they just had Kirk Cousins and mid-teams, and it just – mediocrity and really bad teams from there and out. And I'm hoping they can change that narrative in the next couple of years with Josh Harris as their new owner, because Josh Harris can really change the narrative there if he does the right choices.
Yeah, he owns the Sixers, well, part owner of the 76ers.
Yeah, it's huge that he came in here and take the team, because already it's going to be a positive outlook for their organization that they have a new face in there.
Well, I just want to make sure, is he like a part owner of a group or is it just him in total of the?
I think it's a combination of owner. I think he's like, he has the majority, but I think there's other people with him in the group, but he's the majority owner, I believe, of the Commanders.
Okay. So I remember a few months ago when the rumor starts that the team was going to get sold, I remember where names like Magic Johnson were in it, and
yeah, he couldn't own the whole team. Magic Johnson doesn't have that money.
Yeah, it's going to be him and seven other people, obviously, in the group. Just like the Dodgers.
Yeah, Guggenheim. Dodgers have the richest fan base. Or not fan base, owner base out of any teams, because Guggenheim is just loaded with cash. But yeah, like, I'm excited to see a new owner in there, because the old Daniel Snyder ways was obviously not working. But yeah, like, just we need new owners. There's a lot of owners that just don't care about their teams, and I'm glad the NFL took initiative to force the sale, sort of, and make sure it went through.
Yeah, I wonder what took them so long, though, because it's been a while. This team has been, as I mentioned, dysfunctional for years. And
yeah, for like at least a decade.
Yeah.
Or more.
And we got to see who's next, too, because
the Texans, I think, did the Texans ever sell a team? I can't remember. I'll like double check that, because I remember the Texans owner said some really bad things to their players. Like, he was not, I think he was racist guy. Like, see, Texans owner, think it was Bob something. And I think the wife took over. So his name was Robert McNair, the guy that did all these racist comments. So yeah, Robert McNair, he died, it said. So that's why his wife is there. He died in 2018. So she's taking over the team now. She's getting up there as well. But yeah, so there's other owners out there that are racist. That's the point I'm trying to get to. Like, because Daniel Snyder was considered one of the most racist people in sports. But I mean, he wouldn't say it publicly, but from his workers, they would comment about it.
Yeah. No, I mean, what was it? Phoenix Suns, I forgot his name. He was the
Rob, I think
partner.
it was Sarver, right? Or something. Yeah, he was really bad. Like, it's just so many. And then the Clippers owner, Donald Sterling.
I remember Donald Sterling. No, but going back to the Phoenix Suns, at least he stepped down right away once he got caught. Dan Snyder, I mean, it took him years. We all know that he wasn't a good guy.
Yeah, him and Daniel Snyder and Donald Sterling are mostly like brothers, or both did the same thing. Like, I mean, Donald Sterling was worse than Daniel Snyder because he did it publicly,
Yeah.
so it happened a lot quicker. The sell for the Clippers, but like, I don't know. It's a good fresh start for the Commanders, and I hope everything goes well for them because I don't hate that team at all. I just hate the Cowboys. Like, who likes the Cowboys anyways? Like, they got to win that division now. The Commanders take it from the Eagles and Cowboys. Like, I don't love the Eagles, but I don't hate them. I just hate the Cowboys. But anyways,
I mean, everybody dislikes the cowgirls. I mean,
yeah, it's just
yeah,
like they just trash, bro. Their organization. I mean, Jerry Jones is not a horrible dude, but he just is too much in his team. He's too much involved.
yeah.
But yeah, so like I think the owners just need to have a mindset right now of thinking more of the players and what they can do to help win more. But now, as we're moving in the show, we're going to talk about the MLB trade deadline now. So we got a bunch of sellers that are on on the cusp. So we got the Royals who have pieces they can sell, the A's. But I don't know. Would you want the A's pieces? I like the Orioles trading with the White Sox more than they would trade with the A's, because the Orioles are one of the best teams right now, and the White Sox have a lot of star talent, but they just suck. So they're like worse than the Angels right now, because the White Sox have really good starting pitching, but they're not putting their bullpen together correctly. Like, they really just blow games. Like, they have great starters like Lucas Giolito. I think he was a top 10 draft pick. He's been great. He's an all-star stud. He's a Cy Young candidate. And the Dodgers want him. I think it's the Astros want. There's a bunch of teams that want Giolito. He's from Southern California too, so that's what the rumors is. He wants to come to LA and pitch for the Dodgers. But he only has a couple months left on his contract because he's expiring after this year. So it's just a rental, so there's no guarantee.
Well, I just want to mention that the A's already traded their, sorry if I butcher his name, Shintaro Fujinami to the Orioles.
Yeah, but they got other pieces like I think his name is Laureano, Ramon Laureano. He's an outfielder. They could trade him to get more pieces back. Why not just sell everybody off that they have that's like major league talent? Because obviously it's not working right now. They need to like start over too. I mean, they've already started over, but like even more, like get rid of every piece you have and make it like a major league triple A team.
Well, they're probably going to be moving to a new city, so they're definitely starting all over.
Yeah, it's gonna be like the Oklahoma City Dodgers in Vegas. And nobody's it's like, who's gonna want to pay $200 to see the Vegas A's? Like, God, that's gonna be awful. And I'll pay them $15 like going to see a minor league game, but then they're gonna charge you like $30 for like the food and stuff. So, like, that's no bueno. Do you think the Angels are gonna buy this trade deadline?
Well, with Ohtani, how things are going, I don't think they are. I think they're gonna stick with them till let's see what happens. But sadly, I don't think that's the best choice. would have been better to sadly get rid of him, even though, yeah, he's the best player that right now, he's the best player in baseball right now. But you just can't, you just don't win with them. They didn't take advantage with them. Having him, Mike Trout, two of the best players in baseball. And nothing has happened. He hasn't even made the playoffs, John. I
They
know
made
you've
it.
been,
No, they haven't. It sucks.
I know you've been frustrated for the past years, and I know I'm frustrated too. And I think this is your best season to actually try to make the playoffs, but once that he doesn't want to renew and there's no guarantee that he could re-sign, it's better for to get something out of him than to lose him.
I just want Ohtani to say where he wants to go publicly already. I'm like, I'm tired of, I don't want to wait for the offseason. I want him to say it now so they can just trade him there or he could just stay here. Like, say it now. No surprises. I hate surprises. Like, just say it now. Like, it's like, oh, I'm going to go sign with the Yankees for 10 years just because I get my cash, but I'm not going to win a chip because the Yankees suck. So, right now, the Yankees are like the worst team right now in baseball right now. Even though the record doesn't show it, but the last 15 games, I think they've won like three or four games.
Well, they got swept by the Angels, so that shows you
Sad.
something. That shows you
Sad.
something.
Crybabies. And then Aaron Boone's like, we gotta be better. We gotta be better. We gotta be better.
Just going back to Ohtani, I believe it was the manager. I keep forgetting his name. He got interviewed and they asked him about Ohtani, where I think he's gonna go.
Phil Nevin, the Angels manager.
Yeah. And he answered that he knows that he wants to win with the Angels. That's all he said, and to answer the question. So I don't know what could happen, but I mean, there's, I'm pretty sure there's still a possibility that he could stick with the Angels till next season, but who knows?
We just need to buy it, the trade deadline, like pick up bullpen pieces, add a starting pitcher, give us another bat. Do one of everything. I don't care about our farm system right now. We can just need to add. We can always rebuild that farm system over time. But like, if you really want to let this generation talent leave, then just freaking trade him. Don't give him ideas. Like, don't let him think about it. Make him want to stay. Add more pieces for us. Artie Moreno needs to like let go of his pride and just throw his checkbook out. Come on, like I know you did that to some other guys, but like didn't like Rendon is the biggest disappointment in the Angels history. Him and Pujols, those two were the biggest disappointments. Like Rendon is injured every year. It just pisses me off because that dude does not deserve his contract that he got. 7 years, 215 million. Ridiculous. Hasn't played more than like 100 games a year at all. Just pisses me off. I hate
Yeah.
it. Like,
What I think about the Angels is that I think just think Artie Moreno has let his baseball guys decide the baseball decisions.
yeah.
And
Well,
not get involved.
when they told him, when Perry Minasian, their GM, he told Artie Moreno that he has offers for Ohtani. He freaked out and screamed at Perry Minasian and said, "No, we're not trading him. It's not going to happen. This is not okay." He's the one that puts seats in our stadium. He fills it. He gives our fan base hope. He's everything to us. So like, he's not budging. And I'm like, bro, make up your mind. Help him win, or just freaking let him go and rebuild your farm system. And because you're gonna piss Trout off too, and he's gonna want out. You're gonna have to trade Trout to like the Red Sox or Phillies. That's gonna have to happen in the next year or two. If you don't re-sign Ohtani, I see that happening if we suck.
Yeah, that could happen.
Yeah, because Trout's an East Coast boy. He loves Philadelphia over there, and I feel like he would just hop on a train. He's like, Bryce Harper, you need some help? I'll go play some center field for you. He's like, I'll help out over there. You guys just need another bat. I'll hit 30 home runs for you. I'll hit 280, 290. But I see that happening, and it's just the Angels are just stuck in crossroads right now. They're right at 500. Well, they're
Yeah.
one game above 500, but whoop-de-doo. So like
Yeah, but they got to catch up to the Astros and the Rangers.
they can't
And
beat the Astros,
I
bro. They
know.
literally win one game a series against the Astros. They can't win a series against the Astros. It's frustrating. They can beat the Rangers, but they can't beat the Astros.
Yeah.
Like, the Astros are so depleted right now, and they still can't beat them. They, like, don't have half of their stars that they had when they won the World Series. All they have is Bregman, Altuve, I think it's Yordan Alvarez, and a couple other guys. I think Chaz McCormick is his name. But they don't have Lance McCullers for there. They lost him for the season, the Astros. The Astros are going to buy. They're trying to get Giolito as well, like I was mentioning earlier, Lucas Giolito. But I will go burn down hell if the Angels trade him to the Astros, Ohtani. That's not happening. That is the one team I will not accept that. Like, do not give him Ohtani, the Astros. Then they're just going to win the World Series then. That's a given.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So Dusty Baker will make it work.
Oh, yeah, dude. They'd be loaded. They're already loaded already. Like, why give them another piece? Send them to the Rays. I would be happy if the Rays won the World Series this year. I would not be mad. I won't be opposed to that. And the Rays have great prospects to give it to us.
But I'm still sticking that Ohtani wants to go to the Dodgers.
You can't trade him to the
Man,
Dodgers.
I know.
Moreno says he will not trade in city.
Well, what could happen is that they're going to keep Ohtani, and Ohtani will not re-sign. He'll be a free agent, and they're.
Stuck with his draft pick, like a 75th draft pick, like in third round or something like that, and it's gonna be garbage. Well, I don't know if it could be good, but like not anything Ohtani special. But like, I don't know. I think the Dodgers at the trade deadline though, they're gonna buy. They have to. They need. Can you imagine Cody Bellinger going back to the Dodgers because he's hitting over 300 right now? They're saying he's either going to go to the Yankees or Dodgers, possibly. Those are like the two teams they're talking about right now.
I think the Dodgers need a lot more than probably the Yankees also too. They need them. They're probably worse right now, but
Angels
the
don't need
Dodgers.
an outfielder, really. They have outfield. It's the pitching the Angels need more.
Oh yeah, and even the Dodgers a little bit too, because they also been struggling with their defense, but.
Yeah, Urias has been awful this year. Julio Urias. Did you see him pitch against the Orioles the other day? He gave 8 runs. God. I mean, the Orioles are great, but like, he's got to be better than that. It's utterly ridiculous.
And he's a player that might not stay with the Dodgers too. I'm sure you heard the rumors that he's been
Let him
frustrated with
go.
the,
He's been ass this year. Let him go. He's been terrible. Like, Charles is terrible. Been terrible. Horrible, but. Like, I don't know, just a lot of players aren't delivering. Like, Ohtani's been one of the main guys that have been delivering. He's gonna get paid 600 plus mil. That is guaranteed. You know it.
Yeah. And he deserves it.
Hell yeah, he does. Dude works his butt off.
He's a world champion, well, World Baseball Classic champion. All he
Yeah.
just needs is the World Series.
It's gonna happen. It's just, I don't know if it's going to be with the Angels.
No.
I'll be fine if he wins the World Series as long as it's not for the Astros or the Yankees. Go anywhere else. Because those are my two least favorite teams in baseball. Can't stand them. Fan bases are annoying. Team's annoying. It gets on my nerves. It irks me. Like,
I kind of forgave the Astros because I like Dusty Baker. I don't know why. He's just
I
more.
like him, but I hate everything else about the team.
When they won the World Series last season, I was like, you know, he deserves it. I could forgive him about it. I forgive him about the
Do you hate
cheating
the
scandal.
Giants more than the Astros?
I really don't hate the Giants. I don't
They're the
know.
Dodgers' rival, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, for example, I'm a Laker fan, but I don't hate the Celtics. I feel that's an 80s thing. And I just didn't grow up with that rivalry with my family. I mean, not really. I really didn't witness that, so I just don't care. I care less. It's obviously
Yeah.
teams I could dislike the last. Obviously the Yankees. I mean, the Red Sox. I kind of don't really like the Red Sox. I don't
I don't like either team, you
know.
Yankees, Red Sox, just because their fan bases are so obnoxious. Like, I'll take the Mets any day of the week for them. I've been to both stadiums in New York. They're both awesome. I just hate the fans, or they're so terrible. They throw stuff on the field all the time, and they're just like cussing out their own team. They boo their own players constantly. Like, who wants to go play for a fan base like that? Like, Aaron Judge is too nice to the Yankees fans. Like, he got booed after breaking the record last year. Like, it's ridiculous. I'm like, leave the man alone. Give him a break. What if you were up there and you got had a couple bad days? Like, put yourself in his shoes. They don't give people a break. If they're not winning, if nothing's going good, you're just going to get the worst time from them. I mean, it's like that in LA, but it's not terrible, you know? It's not the worst. It's not the worst thing in the world. Yeah. We will see what happens with the trade deadline. Like, I don't know if you have any more teams you can think of that are sellers.
Right now, no. I don't think I don't know who else
You don't
could
think,
be a thing.
what's it called? The Mets are going to sell? Like Justin Verlander or Max Scherzer with that type of contracts?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
So you just see the Dodgers, the Angels as like the mainstays of being busy, and then the White Sox, Orioles, and all them.
I think that's just right now. Those are the main people that you'll see if you look it up. Those are the main teams that are getting talked about. Obviously, the Angels just for Ohtani. If it wasn't for Ohtani, then it's just.
Yeah. I mean, I like I said about the Angels, like I wouldn't be upset if they did Ohtani and Trout in a package deal. Because, God, you know how much they get back for that? A lot. I wouldn't go to any more Angel games for a while, but it's because it'd be boring to see, and I won't drive 2 hours down just to go see prospects play. I want to see them established first. I'll watch them on TV. It's not entertaining seeing people like, oh, you got a bunch of AAA players coming up now. Like, who wants to go pay $200 to go see that? But anyways, that's what's going to be going on August 1st at midnight. Trade deadline comes down, hoping for some lot of action that day. But now, today, we have the Women's World Cup. The US tonight, they play Vietnam. I'm expecting a blowout. So are you, David. I bet you are. I predicted 10 nothing, maybe 12 nothing. What's your thoughts?
I can't find any count. I can't counter that, really. We before recording, I just showed you Vietnam lost to Spain 9-0, and and they're
Spain.
taking on they're and they're gonna take on Team USA. Even though we did mention that they're down a player, who was her name?
Mallory
Trying
Swanson.
to
She is
Swanson.
super good. She's very fast. She was in the last three World Cups. She's their main veteran, and it sucks they don't have her this time. So they're gonna have to rely on younger players to help out.
Yeah, but they got the
They have
talent.
so much depth on that
Yeah.
team compared to all the other women's soccer teams around the world. There's a couple of teams that match up with them somewhat. Like, I think it's Brazil, Japan, and you mentioned Germany is good and Sweden.
Germany. Yeah.
Who do you think has the best chance to take down US out of all those teams?
Has to be Japan.
Yeah.
Japan always been that team that really been to counter USA. And I was like Germany. I don't know why I was like the German women's team. But sadly, that's about it, really.
It's just the men's soccer is a little more, has more depth around the world.
Oh,
The
yeah.
woman, I feel like there's just, I mean, the women's soccer is very good in a lot of countries, just not as many as the men's. The men's just, it's OP in some of these places like France, Spain, England. Like our country for the men's, we will not do anything. We get us to the quarterfinals, knockout round. That's it. Can't get past that. I don't think they've ever been past that since 2002, right? They like made it to the semis, I think, once.
No, in 2002 they just made it to the quarterfinals. It's just history fact for because you didn't know. I think it was after I don't remember the year, but it was after the World War II where Team USA didn't make it to semifinals, but it was mainly double nationality European men that helped that happen.
Yeah, it's we just don't have talent at all out here for men. Like, well, we do, but they're just nothing compared to what you see in Europe.
Well, it's because our main talent, they play other sports, basketball, baseball, football.
We're the best at baseball, but like
Yeah.
we're very good at baseball. That's our team right there. But
Except against the Japanese.
yeah, but we're top two. literally, or top five, I should say. Definitely, I think the US are guaranteed to make it to the semis or championship game at least. If they lose in the first round this year, I'm gonna laugh because there's no way that should happen. Because I mean, they have the Netherlands. I don't know if they're any good in girls soccer.
I mean, yeah, they would have been a decent team. I mean, every European women's team is always a competitive team. Once you have to reach to the Americas over here, then that's where you see they're very un disadvantaged once they played Team USA.
Isn't Australia pretty good for girls? I think they're usually really good, I'm pretty sure. Like, I'm not mistaken. They're always in it. I don't know if they're in it this World Cup, though. I didn't see their name anywhere.
They are.
Yeah, they
Yeah.
are. 'Cause I can't imagine them not being in it because Australia's really good at women's sports. Like,
Yeah, they just beat Ireland
yeah, they're
in the
not too
version.
shabby. But
Yeah,
yeah,
Australia, I mean, I'm going through their past games.
okay.
Obviously, as I mentioned, they beat Ireland 1-0. That was yesterday. Then they also, in a friendly, they beat France. This
Not
was on July.
bad.
Yeah, and then they beat England 2-0. That was in April. And also in April, that's when they lost to Scotland. So it's,
They're formidable.
yeah.
So yeah, I mean, you have some teams out there that can do some damage. It's just like we were saying, there's not as much depth in this sport for the girls. But anyways,
Just thinking back to Team USA, as we mentioned, they're in Vietnam. As you mentioned, what, 12-0, maybe 9-0 for me.
9-0.
Then they're gonna play Netherlands on July 26th. This is a Wednesday, and then they'll end the group stage with Portugal. This was Tuesday, August 1st at midnight, 12 a.m.
Oh, right when the trade deadline goes down, who's gonna watch
Yeah.
what? I mean, I'd rather watch the trade deadline personally. I'm not a soccer fan, but I think you'd probably rather watch soccer because you and Geo, you guys are huge soccer fans.
Yeah, but I'll still be on my phone trying to see what happens with Ohtani, even though I don't think nothing's gonna happen. But I mean, it'll be quite interesting to see if the Angels actually do pull the trigger on their unicorn, as I like to call him, because he's a very unique player, and I'm sure we both agree, a once in a lifetime player.
Yeah, he's a generational talent. Like we said this about Mike Trout 5 years ago, but until he got injury prone.
Yeah.
But it's unfortunate in that state. But yeah, I think piggybacking off, you were saying the US play Netherlands, I think they're gonna beat Netherlands 4-2 next week.
Oh yeah.
That's my prediction for that game. What do you
Portugal.
think?
No, yeah, I see them winning that game. I don't know about 4-2, but I do see them beating
Like
the
more of a
Netherlands.
blowout, like, or is it going to be like closer than 4-2, do you think?
Maybe a 2-0. I don't think Netherlands will score in that game.
Is the who's the US keeper? I know it's not Hope Solo anymore. Like, you
No,
know the
no.
goalkeeper? Like, I don't know her name.
Heard that there's Neuer.
That's her name?
Yeah, well, that's your last name, Alyssa Nyer. I believe that's how you pronounce your last name.
I think she's new because they used to have Hope Solo, but you know what happened to her. I think she got arrested or something like that, like a
Yeah.
DUI.
Yeah, but she's not that. No, she's 35 years old, but I'm sure she's reliable.
Never heard of her. But yeah. So I just found out though, like Kemba Walker's going to Europe. So we got another basketball player leaving the US to go play in Europe. I think he's playing in France, if I'm not mistaken. That's what I'm pretty sure. But Kemba Walker's kind of been falling off. Like he's lost his touch with the NBA. He's not been as good lately. Forget, what was the last team he played for? Do you know?
It says here the Mavericks.
Yeah, like I didn't even hear about him on the Mavericks. Like he just fell
Yeah.
off the earth. Like he was so good for the Hornets.
He just played 9 games.
It's awful. And he's like, yeah, I'm not gonna be able to sign with any team because 9 games is not gonna do anything for your contract. You can get in
Yeah.
the G League maybe, but not in the NBA for that.
What a shame, though. He's 33 years old and already pretty much saying goodbye to the NBA.
Yeah, dude, he was so good with the Hornets. Like he was their only all-star they had with Michael Jordan being their owner.
I mean, Dwight Howard, he went to Korea, right? Or, yeah, he went to Korea, or.
Yeah, because nobody he went to somewhere by China or Korea over there, he said.
Yeah,
Because there's just
but at least Dwight Howard already established himself here in the NBA. He's 37.
He got his money, Howard. Dwight
Yeah.
Howard got his money. Kemba Walker, I don't know. Did he get a big contract from someone? I can't remember. He might have from the Hornets, but that was a while ago. So, like, he's not getting anything going on right now, like we were saying. Let's see. Kemba Walker contract.
But hopefully, I mean, if he does good, maybe 2 seasons, he could maybe try to make a comeback to the NBA, but I see that's impossible now.
No, he's not
So.
coming back. He's done. Like, once you hit your mid-30s in the NBA, unless you're LeBron or like top 10 player established when you're in your 20s, you're going to be done pretty much around the mid-30s or like falling off the earth somewhat, like father time's catching up with you, you know? That's what it seems like, the typical narrative in the NBA. Like, you have to be like a top 10 player or like a really good shooter to like stay in the league. It's tough. It's not an easy league to stay in.
Oh no.
You see James Harden starting to fall off.
Yeah.
He's ticking down. His time's ticking. Like, nobody wants him really. He's down to only a couple teams that really are willing to take him. I
And
think Daryl Morey said.
also part of it's also his fault for jumping different teams and not settling, and maybe also discipline could be the issue too.
I don't think he doesn't really care. He's like, he's Kyrie Irving's attitude about life and NBA stuff. Like, he won't care about anybody but himself. He's like, just, it's more about him. He's like, I just want my money. I want to win where I want to be. And like, oh, I hate it here. Like, 8 months later, I'm like, bro, like,
Yeah.
pick a spot, dude. You don't have a loyal fan base because of that. Nobody wants to buy your jersey because, oh, what's the point of buying this jersey? Because he's going to leave my team in 8 months.
Right. Yeah. I mean, but what helps Kyrie is that he's still good at basketball, but once he starts like falling off, that's pretty, and with his discipline, it's over.
Yeah, like, why buy
Yeah.
number 11 for Brooklyn when you see him going to Dallas now? And I'm like,
Yeah.
it's too much. But you were mentioning to me earlier this morning, you said that should they build a statue for LeBron? I think hell no. It's going to be Kobe. I was saying Kobe with Derek Fisher holding hands in front of the middle of a fountain. I think, is there a fountain in the Staples Center? I think there is,
Believe
right?
so. I think
Yeah.
so.
Just put it on top of there, Kobe and Derek Fisher holding hands. Best buds for life. And then greatest Laker of all time is Kobe. At least top five.
I just heard it on the radio and they were talking about it, and I was like, one, he only took us to one final. I respect his career, but I see him more possibly, obviously, with Cleveland. That's obviously a no-brainer. But and also, I see him more possibly with Miami.
Yeah, put it one in Miami and
Yeah.
Cleveland before you put one in LA, because he won two with Miami and he went to four finals. I know he only
Yeah.
played there 4 years, but every year was successful year for LeBron in Miami. That
Oh, yeah.
was
They were
prime time.
unstoppable. They
Prime time
were,
Miami, man.
yeah.
Prime time.
That was a team that, with him, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, Ray Allen. And that was a hell of a team.
Nobody wanted to play them. They were scary as hell.
Yeah.
His Cleveland days were his OG days. Like, carry them against the Warriors. That's where the statue should be built.
Oh yeah.
Outside Quicken Loans. I think it's Quicken Loans Arena. Is that what it's called in Cleveland?
I
Something like
don't know
that.
what's yeah, something like
Something
that.
like that. Yeah.
But if for some reason if the Lakers organization Genie Buss decides to build a statue for him, then that's just an open doors for Anthony Davis too. I mean, even though he's been inconsistent,
He's
and
not
players
getting a
like,
statue. I'm sorry. AD
no.
is just a China doll. He's not getting anything.
No.
He's lucky to be a Laker in 2 years.
That's my honest opinion. I don't think. I mean, without all my respect to LeBron for what he's done, but for the statue in the outside of the Staples Center, outside the Crypto Arena, it's not enough. And to be honest, I don't think even the jersey. Sorry, yeah, I don't even think a jersey retirement will be enough. It's just one championship. They've been out of the playoffs a couple of times already, and only one final, and it was during the 2020 season,
You
the
know, it was
bubble.
a fluke, everyone says, but
Yeah.
because there was no road games, essentially everyone had even neutral ground to play on.
And as we mentioned, If they do this before Derek Fisher gets a jersey retired or a statue built, then something's wrong here, because obviously Derek Fisher has been part since the Kobe and Shaq era, and then the Pau Gasol, Andrew Bynum days. I
Well,
mean,
they
he's
just
been.
honored Pau Gasol with, I think they put like his jersey in the rafters, right? They did that this year.
But I'm just waiting for Derek Fisher. I mean, he's been there since the beginning of the
I think the reason
Lakers.
they don't put it up, Derek Fisher's jersey, is because he's been having legal issues. Like, I don't know if you like, not right now, but like in the past, like after he left the Lakers, I think he had issues with kid something. Like, he, I don't know if he did something to his kid, but like, I know something happened. Like, I think it was like some charges he got. I don't know the exact amount. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know the charges, but I just think he ran into some law trouble after he left the Lakers because he ran out of discipline. And I remember he played for Utah. His final, was it Utah? He played for 1 year, I think, after he left the Lakers. I think I
Right.
remember it was Utah.
Was Utah? I remember he went to Thunder, obviously, and then
Yeah.
was it in Dallas?
I think he played for all three of those teams, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But
Then he
he
became a
was really bad then.
coach.
Yep, a terrible coach. Was it with the Knicks? I think it was Knicks, right?
Was the Knicks. Then I believe he was in the G League, I believe. Or no, the women's team.
Really?
I believe so. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, he was with the Sparks.
Really?
2018, yeah. 2018 through 17.
Didn't last, huh? Candace Parker didn't like him.
And just double checking his teams that he played for. Yeah, he went to, obviously left the Lakers in 2012, went to the Thunder, then to Dallas, and he retired with the Thunder.
Jeez.
The 2014 season.
Yeah, so he's been out of the league for a while. But like you said, you haven't seen anything to honor him. But it's more Kobe that should be a statue. Because I don't think they've built a statue for Kobe yet, obviously. It's too soon. They will in the next 5 years. I see that happening.
But as you mentioned, as we both mentioned, that if LeBron gets a, something like that,
Cleveland.
where's their where's Fisher? Yeah, where's if LeBron gets something like that from the Lakers, where's Fisher gonna get it?
Yeah, Fisher has been here more longer than LeBron. LeBron's been here like 3 or 4 years, so like don't make no sense to have him put up over here. I mean, sure, LeBron's great. He's one of the top five players of all time, or top 10 at least. Are you gonna watch all the women's soccer games this weekend?
I might try. I mean, most of them are gonna be like around midnight, so we'll see.
Isn't that 6 p.m. the game tonight for the Vietnam USA?
Let me check to be sure.
I think it's at 6.
Yeah, this is at 6. I'm gonna be at work though. That's the
Oh
problem.
yeah,
But I'm gonna
that
try to watch.
sucks.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to watch the replay.
They
But
don't have a break room in your place you work at. They don't have a TV in there. Dang, that's not cool at all, man. But yeah, so just to recap, we talked about today. We got the trade deadline coming up in a week or so, about 10 days, and then we got the World Cup we talked about, which I'm glad the US is strong as ever, even though they're missing one key piece. They're still going to win it, I feel like, in my opinion. That's very high chance. And then also, the Commanders, fresh start. I'm happy about that. Let's go.
we'll see how long, though.
Yeah, we'll see if they get number one pick, just tank this year. But yeah, this is Sideline Thoughts. I'm John Greenstein here with David Reyes. It has been an eventful talk with you guys about what's going on in sports today. And I'll see you later, guys.
Peace.